Hey everybody, it's Tuesday evening, and that, as always, means Barking Legs. And for the past few weeks, we have been trumpeting ever loudly about three shows upcoming, and those shows which seemed distant when we first started talking about them are now imminent. The first is the day after tomorrow, Thursday evening, with the saxophonist Larry Oakes and his band. Hey, Bruce.
You're good to be here.
And good to see you.
And indeed, Thursday. It's Larry Oakes and the Fictive Five.
The Fictive Five. That's, I always have trouble. For some reason, I want to say the Furious Five every time we talk about that.
But I don't think I've ever used the word fictive. I had to look it up in the dictionary.
Neither.
And I don't remember what it... No. I think it means something like springing from creativity. And the name is a takeoff on the band's inspiration, which is the New York Contemporary Five. Larry Oakes is a West Coast guy from the Bay Area, and he's gathered four New Yorkers to fill out this band. And the New York Contemporary Five was a band in the 60s that was really formative in the free jazz community. Featured Archie Shepp and Ornette Coleman's trumpet player, Don Cherry. That's a music that I really love. I believe there's only a couple records of New York Contemporary Five out there. One I know is on Delmark, which I'm sure is a label that you have known fondly over the years, mainly for blues recordings.
Indeed, I have. But that band sounds interesting. Any band that has Don Cherry in it, I'm interested in hearing.
Me too. I love Don Cherry's trumpet playing.
Yeah. Archie Shepp,
from the heart.
Archie Shepp, I had to work harder for him.
You know, Archie Shepp, at a certain point in his career, was really, I think, one of the strongest, and not in the Albert Eiler sense of blowing like mad, but he had a beautiful way, believe it or not, with a ballad. Hmm. His Impulse records are really glorious for me.
I'll have to go back and listen to him again. So Larry Oakes is coming with four New York musicians. That's on Thursday evening.
Right. And
Victor Five.
Larry Oakes might not be a name that immediately sends quivers through the Chattanooga listening audience, but some of you will remember one of our biggest shows of the past several years was a trio show last year featuring the great Nels Klein from Wilco. Well, the band was actually organized by Larry Oakes. It was Larry Oakes, Nels Klein, and Gerald Cleaver, and they just tore the place up. I'm hoping that some of the people who enjoyed that show, even though I think Larry would be the first to tell you, a lot of people came because of Nels Klein's fame in the rock world. But I hope there are people out there who listen to more than Nels' celebrity and will be coming to hear this band, which, believe it or not, will probably be easier to digest than that show. That show was free improv and was really pretty out there. And this show, while it will have a lot of improv, will have a much firmer structural basis. And to put it a certain way, will sound more like jazz than the Nels trio did.
It struck me that people who are fans of Wilco might well agree that Nels Klein is a big part of the reason that Wilco took the direction they took, because there's a big shift in the sound of Wilco's music after he joined, you know?
I totally agree. I saw them years ago at Bonnaroo, and I think Nels was pretty new to the band at that time. And for someone coming from where I'm coming from, he was really what made the band most interesting. And Jeff Tweedy is a wonderful songwriter, but he gave them an edge that I totally applaud Jeff Tweedy for being willing to bring into what it really is mainly his band.
Yes, absolutely.
That was a bold maneuver.
It was, very much so, I think. So I'm thinking that anybody who came to the Nels Klein show might very well be interested in seeing Larry Oakes, and it's just, as always, a question of whether they have the time to make it, and we're aware of it, so that's why we're telling you about it again. And
we're here for the awareness
if you can.
Side of that equation.
7:30.
7:30, yeah.
On Thursday evening. So we're going to play some music by Larry Oakes for you. Is this with the Fictive Five?
It is.
Oh, okay.
They have two CDs, and I'm not sure if this is from their most recent or their debut CD, but both of them have gotten really fantastic reviews.
So this is Larry Oakes and the Fictive Five, Barking Legs, on Thursday, 7:30.
Thank you.
And then next week there's almost an embarrassment of riches, it seems to me. Greg Tardy in the middle of the week and Pierre Bensouzanne toward the end.
Exactly. In fact, I'm trying to package for people who want to hear two really great saxophonists, package not literally but conceptually, the Larry Oakes evening this week and the Greg Tardy evening, which is a week from Wednesday, which I believe is the 11th. I know it's the 11th. I know. I have sent out so many mailings on it. If it isn't the 11th, I need to be assessed for dementia. But anyhow, Greg is a more traditional jazz player, though not traditional in the sense of being old school. He is very much a post-John Coltrane player, incorporates people like Wayne Shorter. He played, in fact, in Elvin Jones' band in the early 90s. And for those who aren't familiar, Elvin Jones was certainly John Coltrane's most well-known drummer over the years, the classic quartet.
Yeah,
and then he played with the great pianist Andrew Hill, a faux Haitian origin, as we discussed last week. But a great, great piano player and a real stellar member of the Blue Note Records ensemble.
So we, for the past couple of weeks, we played a set played by Greg Tardy and his quartet at that time from 2017, where they paid tribute to John Coltrane. And it was just amazing. I hope you caught that. And next week, we're going to play you some more Greg Tardy right before the show. But this evening, we're going to focus on, after having listened to Larry Oakes, we're going to be listening to Pierre Bensouzanne.
Right. Pierre Bensouzanne, the French-Algerian fingerstyle guitar player who is the acknowledged master of the dad-gad open tuning approach to fingerstyle guitar. He is a revered performer of four decades or so. We're incredibly lucky to have him include us on his U.S. tour. And in fact, we are included on a most propitious evening. It is the evening which represents the formal release date for his newest CD. And in honor of that, Pierre has requested the role of host for a reception after the show, and he's going to provide libations and some sorts of refreshments, and above all, a chance to hang with Pierre, meet this fascinating world traveler, a great musician. And his shows are not purely a guitarist evening. They're not just for guitar freaks, because he sings beautifully. He's really a full package solo entertainer.
I think so too. As I understand it, Dadgad was conceived by Davy Graham, who's probably best known for Angie, which a number of people have recorded. And it's kind of the foundation for what we now call singer-songwriter folk-style guitar.
It's certainly one of them.
Yeah.
I don't fancy myself a huge expert on fingerstyle guitar, but this guy is really one of the top guns in
that's his
arena.
Reputation for sure.
Yeah.
And once you've,
I didn't know it came from Davy Graham, but Davy Graham, you would doubtless know better than me, as he's an English guitar
interesting
player.
Guy.
Yeah,
came back from North Africa and wanted to incorporate tunings that he learned there, I think. Anyway. It's been a while since I read that story, so I won't go any deeper into that. But if you hear Bensouzanne once, if you're like me, you'll be putting this on your calendar and making a point of going to listen to him play, because you don't get to get that opportunity very often. I think it's 3 or 4 years since he was here last, isn't it?
I think so. This is his third appearance at Barking Legs. He's a funny guy, hosting him. He really enjoys playing at Barking Legs. And I remember him saying after his first performance there, "You are stuck with me."
Well, which is
an honor.
Of all the people I can think of off the top of my head, he's one who is just such a perfect fit for Barking Legs.
His
playing, his approach to playing.
And in fact, if there's anything that unites these three shows, it's that all three of the headliners, Larry Oakes, Greg Tardy, and Pierre Bensoussan, requested to play with us and have played before and enjoy the environment and the respectful audience that they find at the theater.
So one more time, if you've just joined us, we were talking about Larry Oakes and Fictive Five, and we just listened to Larry and Fictive Five. They will be in Barking Legs on Thursday evening at 7:30, and then the two shows we've just been talking about next week, Greg Tardy on Wednesday, Pierre Bensoussan on Friday. And, you know, just go to the website if you want more information, if you want to get tickets or whatever.
And a quick mention, if I may, of tomorrow's Jazz in the Lounge, which features a really wonderful quartet. Alan Wyatt, who is one of our mainstays, is away in Poland on sabbatical for the winter and spring. But his playing partner, Sean Perkinson, who's a fantastic guitar player, is helming the evening along with trumpeter Nathan Warner, who I think you've had on, pretty sure, maybe not.
I'm not sure, I don't think so.
Nathan's a New York transplant and phenomenal trumpet player, and the chemistry those two have is a really nice complement to the chemistry that Sean and Alan Wyatt have. In fact, Nathan sometimes comes and sits in with that quartet, but it's basically the Alan Wyatt quartet with Nathan Warner subbing for Alan. And it's a great sound. I love the sound of a trumpet.
Me too. So that's tomorrow night.
As a younger guy, I was way more a saxophone fan. And as time has gone by, I actually gravitate a bit more towards the sonics of the trumpet. And I'm not sure exactly why. But, you know, maybe because I didn't pay it as much attention when I was younger.
So word to the wise, take your tent, pitch it to outside Barking Legs, and just hang out for a week. You can go every night. There's going to be something going on.
We already have one guy who does that. Just join the crowd.
Thanks a lot, Bruce.
Great to be here. Thank you, Richard.
Yeah. Ba-da-bum-bum-ba-ba-dum-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding- Thank you.
Just a taste of what you can expect if you go to Barking Legs on Friday the 13th of this month. At 8 o'clock, Pierre Bensouzan will begin playing like that in celebration of his new CD, Aswan. And after the show, there'll be a reception with food and drink just to add to the treats that evening at Barking Legs, again, Friday the 13th. I'm Richard Wynnum. Thanks so much for listening.